Chapter 2, Defining XDR. Extended Detection and Response, or XDR, is a new approach to threat detection and response. The term XDR was coined in 2018 by Nir Zuk, Chief Technology Officer, or CTO, and co-founder of Palo Alto Networks. The basic reason for creating XDR was to stop attacks more efficiently, detect attacker techniques and tactics that can't be prevented, and help Security Operations Center, or SOC teams, better respond to threats that require investigation. The X in XDR stands for extended, but it really represents any data source, because it's not efficient or effective to look at individual components of an environment in isolation. XDR brings a proactive approach to threat detection and response, delivering visibility across all your data while applying analytics and automation to address today's increasingly sophisticated threats. In this chapter, you learn what XDR is and the key requirements of an XDR solution. Ensuring robust threat prevention. The foundation for XDR is ironclad threat prevention. An XDR solution should accurately block more than 99% of threats that can be blocked automatically in real or near real time, without manual verification. With best-in-class threat prevention, your team can focus on identifying and stopping more sophisticated and stealthy attacks instead of wasting time investigating every potential threat that gets past your defenses. To defeat endpoint threats, you need a robust solution with integrated next-generation antivirus, or NGAV, that can detect and block every stage of an attack, from the initial exploit and malware installation to the illicit actions executed by a threat actor running malware. Every layer of defense must be intelligent enough to defeat a threat actor's evasion techniques and continuously adapt to stop the latest threats. Look for the following NGAV capabilities in an XDR solution: machine learning-based local analysis and threat prevention, behavior-based threat prevention for dynamic analysis of running processes, exploit prevention by exploit technique, known threat prevention based on threat intelligence, such as hash files, automated integration with a cloud-based malware prevention service with analysis reports and minimum 100 megabyte file size support, zero delay signatures to rapidly deliver protection and share threat intelligence, reverse shell protection capability, transparent threat detection engine updates, security profiles and exceptions, ad hoc and scheduled scanning of endpoints, protection against malware, ransomware, and fileless attacks, single lightweight agent for endpoint protection, detection, and response. Your XDR solution should also reduce your attack surface and safeguard sensitive data with endpoint protection features, including the following: host firewall, disk encryption, USB device control, customizable prevention rules. Finally, your XDR solution should be compatible with a network security client for endpoints to provide secure remote access, threat prevention, and URL filtering, providing complete visibility and detection. Visibility and detection are critical for threat migration. If you can't see a threat, you can't identify it or investigate it, and you certainly can't stop it. Threat actors leverage the cloud and machine learning to wage massive, multifaceted attacks that allow them to establish persistence and exfiltrate valuable data and intellectual property. This means XDR must have robust visibility and detection capabilities, including the following: broad visibility and contextual understanding. Siloed point products lead to siloed data, and that's not effective. You can't possibly hope to defend against attacks effectively if you aren't at least as nimble in your own environment as threat actors are. XDR must have visibility and detection capabilities across your entire environment, integrating telemetry from your endpoints, networks, and cloud environments. Moreover, it must be able to correlate these data sources to understand how various events are linked when a certain behavior is or isn't suspicious based on context. See Figure 2.1. Data retention. Attackers are patient and persistent. They know they're harder to detect if they move slowly, waiting out the log retention periods of the detection technologies they're up against. XDR shouldn't make this easy for them. Your detection systems need to collect, correlate, and analyze data from the network, endpoint, and cloud within a single repository, offering 30 days or more of historical retention. Analysis of both internal and external traffic. Traditional detection techniques focus primarily on external attackers, providing an incomplete view of potential threat actors. Detection can't solely look for attacks coming from beyond the perimeter. It also has to profile and analyze internal threats to look for anomalous and potentially malicious behavior and identify credential misuse. Integrated threat intelligence. You must be equipped to deal with unknown attacks. One method of balancing the scales is leveraging known attacks that other organizations see first. Detection needs to rely on threat intelligence gathered across a global network of enterprises. When an organization within the extended network identifies an attack, you can use the knowledge gained from that initial attack to identify subsequent attacks within your own environment. Customizable detection. Protecting your organization presents unique challenges associated with specific systems, different user groups, and various threat actors. Detection systems must also be highly customizable based on the specific needs of your environment. These challenges require an XDR solution that supports both custom and predefined detections. Machine learning-based detection. With attacks that don't look like traditional malware, such as those that compromise authorized system files, utilize scripting environments, and attack the registry, detection technology needs to use advanced analytical techniques to analyze all the collected telemetry. These approaches include supervised and semi-supervised machine learning. Look for an XDR solution that addresses the following key visibility and detection requirements. Behavioral analytics to profile behavior and detect anomalies indicative of an attack by analyzing network traffic, endpoint events, and user events over time. Supervised and unsupervised machine learning capabilities. Predefined and customizable behavior-based detection rules. Custom rules that can retroactively detect attacks. Granular alert exclusions for optional tuning of endpoint, network, cloud, or third-party alerts. Shared threat intelligence to distribute crowdsourced threat intelligence from a cloud-based malware analysis service to firewalls, endpoint agents, and detection and response services. Ability to consume threat intelligence feeds from third-party sources in JavaScript object notation, or JSON, and comma-separated values, or CSV, formats. Detection of attack techniques across the attack lifecycle, including discovery, lateral movement, command and control, and exfiltration. Demonstrated ability to detect attacker tactics and techniques through MITRE adversarial tactics, techniques, and common knowledge or attack evaluations. Tagging of MITRE attack tactics and techniques in alerts and detection rules. Asset management with rogue device discovery. Vulnerability assessment. Host inventory with detailed user, system, and application information. Accelerating investigation and response. When you're alerted to potential threats in your environment, you have to be able to quickly triage and investigate those threats. Doing this effectively, especially during an attack that touches multiple parts of your environment, is where traditional detection and response systems fail. XDR solutions can dramatically improve this process with investigation and response capabilities that include the following. Correlation and grouping of related alerts and telemetry data. When it comes to attacks against your organization, time is of the essence. By the time you receive a threat alert, the attacker is already hard at work carrying out their mission and achieving their objectives in your environment. You need to be able to quickly understand the attack and its full causality chain. This means your XDR tool must first reduce noise by automatically grouping related alerts and effectively prioritizing the events that most urgently require your attention. Then your XDR tool must be able to build a timeline of the attack, stitching together activity logs from your network, endpoint, and cloud environments. By visualizing the activity and sequencing events, the root cause of the threat can be determined and the potential damage and scope can be assessed. See Figure 2.2. Swift investigation into incidents with instant access to all forensic artifacts, events, and threat intelligence in one location. Quickly pinpoint attacker activity by reviewing key artifacts such as event logs, registry keys, browser history, and much more. Single-purpose agents for forensics, endpoint protection, and detection and response can bog down performance and add complexity. To resolve an incident, you need to find the entry point and track down remnants, even if adversaries try to cover their tracks. Consolidated user interfaces with the ability to pivot quickly. When they start digging into alerts, your security analysts need a streamlined work environment that enables them to understand the root cause of alerts from any source with a single click. Analysts shouldn't have to waste time switching between multiple different tools. Manual and automated threat hunting. An increasing number of organizations proactively hunt for active adversaries, allowing their analysts to develop attack hypotheses and look for relevant activity within the environment. Supporting threat hunting requires powerful search capabilities to look for evidence to prove the hypotheses, as well as integrated threat intelligence to search for activity already seen within the extended network. This threat intelligence should be integrated and automated in a way that makes it clear whether a threat has been seen before, without requiring tons of manual analyst work. For example, opening 30 different browser tabs to search numerous threat intelligence feeds for a known malicious IP address. Coordinated response. After threat activity has been detected and investigated, the next step is efficient and effective remediation and policy enforcement. Your system must be able to coordinate a response to active threats and prevent future attacks across your network, endpoint, and cloud environments. This includes communication between prevention technologies. That is, an attack blocked on the network automatically updates the policies on the endpoints, either natively or built through application programming interfaces, or APIs. It also includes the ability for an analyst to take response actions directly through the XDR interface. Look for the following investigation and response capabilities in an XDR solution. Automated root cause analysis of any alert, including network alerts, if endpoint data is available. Visualization of the chains of execution leading up to an alert. Timeline analysis view to see all actions and alerts on a timeline. Querying for indicators of compromise or IOCs and endpoint behaviors, online and offline hosts, network traffic logs from firewalls, and authentication logs from identity management providers. Advanced querying language with support for wildcards, regular expressions, JSON, data aggregation, field and value manipulation, merging of data from disparate sources, and data visualization. Ability for an analyst to easily pivot between views with granular filtering and sorting of query results. Automatic aggregation of relevant Internet Protocol or IP or hash information, including threat intelligence, events, and related incidents in a single view to simplify investigations and block access to malicious IP addresses or domains. Identification of whether an event was blocked by an endpoint agent, firewall, or another prevention technology, and remote ability to view, suspend, or terminate running processes or download binaries. Automated stitching of security alerts, such as firewall alerts, to endpoint data. Noise cancellation and removal of non-significant binaries and dynamic link libraries or DLLs from chain. SOC analyst context of tactics, techniques, and procedures, or TTPs, to utilize knowledge gained to help in future investigations. Integration with security orchestration, automation, and response, or SOAR, and security information and event management, or SIM, solutions. Incident scoring allowing ranking and prioritization of high-risk incidents to swiftly zero in on the most critical threats, creating incident scores based on alert attributes, including the users or hosts in an alert. Quarantining malicious files and removing them from their working directories. Swiftly finding and deleting files across your organization in real time by indexing endpoint files. Directly accessing endpoints to run Python, PowerShell, or system commands or scripts, reviewing and managing active processes and viewing, deleting, moving, or downloading files. Improving security effectiveness. XDR significantly reduces the overall costs of handling incidents. It also minimizes financial damage and loss by improving threat coverage. This means increasing the efficiency and effectiveness of your security team to help prevent or overcome staffing shortages, improving the integration between your existing tools to extend their value, and strengthening your prevention efficacy over time with scalable infrastructure and artificial intelligence, or AI. To meet these criteria, XDR must have the following capabilities. Data ingestion from any source. Every organization today has a mixed bag of disparate, siloed security tools. The more an XDR solution is able to have visibility into data from each of those different tools, the more comprehensive the security it will be able to provide. The best XDR solutions will have the flexibility to ingest data from the other tools in your environment to maximize both value and effectiveness. Scalable storage and compute. Given the persistence of today's threat actors, you don't want to discard telemetry that may provide important forensic evidence of attacker activity in low and slow attacks that may last for months or even years. You also need the analytics horsepower to be able to utilize all this telemetry effectively. Cloud-based XDR platforms provide this practically unlimited accessibility and scale. Improvement over time. Detecting increasing sophisticated attacks requires embedded AI and machine learning, as well as automation and orchestration to reduce manual efforts and enable security analysts to be more effective and efficient. XDR solutions should learn from experience, reducing future risk and continually strengthening prevention by applying knowledge gained through detection, investigation, and response. Simplified deployment. Security teams should be able to quickly install XDR agents to all their endpoints, including Windows, macOS, Linux, Chrome OS, and Android systems. XDR agents need to protect all digital assets, including mobile devices and private, public, hybrid, and multi-cloud environments. To ensure security scales along with cloud workloads, XDR solutions should support frictionless Kubernetes deployment. Reporting and dashboards. Security teams need to be able to understand and communicate the organization's security posture and operational metrics. XDR solutions should be capable of providing better security outcomes and summarizing the state of security through intuitive and customizable reports and dashboards. Friend or foe? Defining true XDR. XDR is gaining acceptance and traction in the industry by the analyst community, security vendors, and end users at large. But like other security solution categories, it comes in a range of flavors, and because some XDR flavors are simply a rebranding of Endpoint Detection and Response, or EDR, vendors don't necessarily share the same capabilities. It pays to pay attention. So, how can you distinguish between the various options available on the market to determine whether a solution is true XDR as opposed to another vendor hopping on the XDR bandwagon? The following specifications, though not exhaustive, can help separate the winners from the wannabes. A true XDR solution should be able to take in, normalize, and process data from all data sources, including third-party data sources. Should provide stitching of data, not just a simple correlation of data. Is cloud-native and can effectively scale to an infinite degree. Natively stitches together network, endpoint, identity, and cloud data into a single story or integrated log record for cross-data analytics. Applies intelligent, advanced logic to show the complete story of an incident in a single view. Automatically maps evidence and artifacts to the MITRE ATT&CK framework. Provides a built-in capability to perform deep forensic analysis. And is backed by world-class security research and security services teams. Does the solution take a prevention-first approach? XDR is extended detection and response, and its strength lies in the ability to interoperate at a deep level of integration with devices that can block, disrupt, and contain threats and attacks before any damage occurs. The most important of these networks are next-generation network firewalls and endpoints, because the network represents the complete record of communications and endpoints and how users interact with all applications and data. Does the solution base detections only on the endpoint? Can the solution detect attacks based on identity, cloud, and network data, including between unmanaged devices? Some XDR vendors will say they see network data when what they really mean is network traffic collected from endpoint agents. A true XDR will allow any data to be correlated with threat activity and tagged with MITRE ATT&CK TTPs to help provide a more detailed picture of adversarial movement. Does the solution have native investigation and response capabilities? A true XDR uses security analytics to automate response recommendations, allows for native response actions on the endpoint, can support, but does not require, integrations with other tools like SOAR for response, enables response across endpoint network and cloud enforcement points instead of endpoint only. Allows native support for ad hoc searching across all third-party data sources using analyst-optimized investigative and hunting methods. Optimizes triage and investigations by surfacing all related malicious artifacts, hosts, users, and correlated alerts mapped to MITRE ATT&CK. Can provide smart recommendations for targeted response actions based on MITRE ATT&CK.